The AT&T Time Warner merger would potentially be the biggest of its kind in history, folks, creating one of the most powerful media companies in the world, giving AT&T control over entire swaths of entertainment genre, everything from HBO's catalog.
She knows how to manipulate him.
Good. I wish you knew how to manipulate him.
To cable news with CNN or professional basketball on TNT.
Allen for three. Bang!
Even the Batman or DC superhero movies, which are all owned by Warner Brothers.
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you?
When people watch CNN, are they getting an independent assessment and reporting of the news? The last thing we want to do as AT&T is in any way taint that in the slightest bit.
Randall Stephenson, chairman and CEO of AT&T, suggesting that control doesn't mean control as he talks about this merger. Jason Abruzzese is business section editor for Mashable. Jason, thanks for helping us out here.
Appreciate it.
Biggest media company in the world. What does that mean anymore?
It's going to be mean scale. It means how many people can you touch and then how much stuff can you make? That's really the end all and be all. There's nothing else to it.
Time Warner is this giant island of stuff, and AT&T is this desperate island of just phones. Yeah. And they've got to go somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, phones, there's a little bit of internet, there's a little bit of cable TV, but yeah, it's just a distribution company. It specializes in getting stuff from one place to another. It doesn't do much beyond that.
But the FCC, which approved NBC Comcast, why would they look at this askance?
I mean, I think a lot of people look back at the NBC Comcast deal and wish it didn't go through. And we've been interesting to see how the discussion around these mergers has changed since then. People have grown very, very skeptical of these companies pairing together, what it means for consumers, what it means for other companies in the space trying to be competitive. They don't want these kind of mega companies to squeeze out every kind of middle tier, lower tier company. That's not good for consumers. It's not good for the economy.
What does this mean for on demand? If AT&T pulls this off, can they set prices for virtually all on demand stuff that's owned by Time Warner?
I wouldn't go that far, and they're going to be very, very cautious to do that, because if they start doing that, they're going to make a lot of people very angry. And making a lot of people very angry in this kind of deal is the last thing they want to do. So I think they're going to be very, very cautious. They're going to tiptoe into that. We might see some certain deals, but I would be surprised if we saw anything major on the consumer side.
It used to be the only thing that consumers cared about was their cable bill. Now it's the on-demand price point plus the cable bill, mm-hmm. plus their phone bill and whatever data charges they get depending on how much content they view on their mobile devices.
Yeah.
How does AT&T Time Warner get control of that, or is it still going to be a consumer chaos?
What AT&T sees is, like, we're trying to sell all those services, and you summed it up perfectly. There's no more we're just selling TV, we're just selling cable, we're just selling wireless. They're selling everything. They're trying to sell all of that to as many people as possible. One of the ways you can make your package more appealing aside from price is to say, we got a little few extras, maybe a little bit of better content, maybe a few more exclusives. Maybe you can get Game of Thrones on your phone a little easier. There's certain perks they can do when they link up these companies, and that's where we might start to see an effect on the consumer side, where AT&T starts using things like zero rating, not to get too wonky, but this is the big thing in the wireless sector now, which is basically you have your wireless plan, you're trying not to use too much data, so the company says, well, you can go ahead and stream Game of Thrones for free if you're on AT&T. Ooh, all of a sudden AT&T seems a lot more appealing. I'll go buy the AT&T plan.
But that seems like a transitional moment. Ultimately, the consumer is going to go, hey, this is great if somebody can figure out how to bundle the entire package into a single login on all your devices, and basically you get everything without having to do any sort of passwords, any sort of – with just one company. Is anybody capable of doing that yet?
AT&T is probably closest at this point because they do have the whole range. Comcast is working to get there. There have been reports, I think confirmed now publicly, that they're going to try to launch a wireless network. So you're going to be able to get Comcast for your phone like you do AT&T and T-Mobile. Comcast are obviously already a huge cable and broadband distributor. So they're absolutely racing to get to that endpoint where they can offer you that one complete package at a, you know, maybe a slight markup, but, you know, the convenience, the bundling, those are the kind of things that consumers have already shown that they want and that they'll pay a little bit more for.
So suddenly the pipeline doesn't matter. It's the brand of the company that owns all the pipelines simultaneously and can sell the service simultaneously. Is that the way it's going?
Yeah, I mean, it's the pipeline's the one and the same here. I mean, they're basically all trying to throw these services together because they realize somebody who's watching something on TV is probably going to at some point try to watch it on their phone, is probably at some point going to try to watch it on their computer, and you kind of want to be everywhere and at all those touch points. And if you can offer that service and make it really usable and convenient, that's something that, you know, people want and that people are going to maybe pay a little bit more for. And if you get there first and you have some content to back it up, that's a very, very persuasive kind of, you know, bundle for consumers.
The FCC shuts this down. How bad is that for AT&T? Because Verizon has now got a head up.
It's bad if this doesn't go through. They're going to face billions of dollars in break fees. I think the Wall Street Journal actually had a report come out last night showing that if the FCC strikes it down, I think it's at least $1 billion they have to pay to Time Warner. If somebody actually comes in and overbids, they're going to owe money too here. So this is a risky proposition. This is no safe bet. This is a bold move, but something that AT&T probably had to do. They couldn't not do anything.
Jason Abruzzese is business section editor for Mashable. Jason, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.